supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, you talk to a lot of couples as a therapist. Are there any red flags that you see in the way a couple argues that tell you something bigger is going on?
Sure, there are many red flags. One is an argument where they attack one another's character. You are lazy. You are passive-aggressive. That's a red flag. You know, John Gottman, who's very famous for his research with couples therapy, he talks about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And one is criticism, the kind I just mentioned, and the other's defensiveness. It's like when you shut down, you're not listening, or you don't want to listen. And then there's contempt, and then stonewalling. So I'm not going to respond to you. I'm just going to give you the silent treatment. And those are all danger signals.
On the other side of this, I would think that if couples don't argue at all, that could also be a red flag, right?
Yes. We have to argue. Not everything is perfect in every marriage. And, you know, let me back up a minute, Mike, and if I may. I encourage people who are dating or preparing for a more long-term relationship, talk to one another about what a relationship really means. What are your expectations? What are your responsibilities? What do we want to do together as a couple? And with that background, and you have that context, you know, you start off pulling the oar in the same directions. You know what? You know where the trouble spots are right from the beginning, and you can begin to work them out. But even those couples, the ideal couples, of course they're going to argue. It's how you make changes. It's how you grow.
So how do you do it well?
You know, you'd start off with respect. You know, if you've got an issue, bring it up. Say, I want to talk to you about something. Rather than begin with a voice raised and an attack. Because there's been research studies now that show the higher the affect, the higher the emotion, the less likely you are to resolve that argument, and the more likely you are to leave with bad feelings, and it's going to happen again. So let's see if we can keep the emotion out of it. And instead of acting on the emotion, describe the emotion. When you do this, I get upset. When you do that, I worry. Talk about the emotion, or even if the emotion's anger, talk about the emotion, but don't live inside of it. Remember, you're talking to someone you love, you care about, and you want to be heard. You can't be heard when you're screaming.
Is that what you think arguing is ultimately about, our desire to be heard?
I do. We all need to be heard. You know, from the adolescent who screams to his or her parents, you don't understand me. You don't get me. We want to be gotten. We want to be heard. That's one of our deepest longings, is to be understood, especially by the person we want to spend the rest of our lives with.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike.